Don't know the date. Friday, I think it might be the 23rd or 24th. Right, one more time to do. And that's about my continuing practice. Email from Judith this morning about Mediascape. So I think writing out a proposal for funding for the Mediascape would be one bit of it. I could add the Vector bid, what's happening there with Amy and the other schools. That's another bit of the bid. What's happening with Apple, trying to get regional training status. That could be part of what I'm trying to do in the new build. And then what I'm trying to do, so the animation could be another aspect of it, and Roehampton and let's see the other, okay, said CLC, and developing animation for use in school, particularly in relation to looking at animators and getting resource material together. That's actually what I was thinking this part of the methodology would be about, very much getting that together for those two conferences. And then on the website front, all the Flash stuff, and the website that is now up and running for SidKit, another website. So I think that's all that assignment sorted. I've just got to write it now, and the sooner the better. So maybe that's my task for the weekend. But bloody computers. GarageBand won't start up. Disk won't verify. Disk keep dying. Brand new bloody computer. Two white laptops out, because their batteries don't work anymore after a year and a half. Money, money, money. Tip down the drain. And then Facebook. Getting this. I got lots of past students on my Facebook account. And last weekend, one of these students, it wasn't particularly pleasant when he was at school, but he sent around the most horrendous little bit of video clip from a security camera of a motorcyclist going under the track, under the tyres of a truck, getting spread across the road. It really made me feel quite ill all week. And thinking a lot about that, because it was sort of sent round as for a laugh, I suppose, or that sort of laugh, horror, gore sort of thing, and wondering where that fits in with, you know, my freedom not to look at that sort of stuff. Same with pornography, Viagra, junk email. Where does my freedom not to look at that stuff? What are my rights? What are other people's rights? How does that fit in with Tibet? I gave a long tirade to my form group yesterday about penis enlargement and people going under truck tires and the Olympic torch. Should we have a system like China where Google is blocked at every turn? Or do we leave it to be totally free? Mind you, Google's better than it used to be. There was a time when I wouldn't dare let a 10-year-old write pussy into Google when she was looking for pictures of cats and kittens. Enough of this rubbish. End call.